Ada Coleman, A-D-A-C-O-L-E-M-A-N, 12/23/39. This is an 83-year-old woman, widowed since 2019. She did housekeeping most of her life. She's originally from a small town in Louisiana, period. She has four children. Currently, she lives with her daughter, Tiffany. She was never a heavy smoker or drinker, period. Any paragraph. She's been having problems with bradycardia, coronary artery disease, and atherosclerotic heart disease. She suffers from cardiac cachexia, hypertension. She's lost weight from 106 pounds to 90 pounds. She's quite weak. She's bedbound. She's debilitated. She is still able to go to the potty as long as the toilet is right next to her in a potty chair, but she's getting weaker and weaker, period. New paragraph, she was looked at for a possible pacemaker, but the cardiologists both at the hospital felt like it was too risky and they decided against it because of her overall condition. Period. This was a month ago. Last week, she ended up in the hospital with a lacunar infarct, watershed area, causing her difficulty with ambulation, further bedbound. Now, she was on home health, but she's not able to do any physical therapy, and the family would like to be cared for at home for the remaining of her days. The cardiologists have told the family that she has very little time to live because of her bradycardia. Medical problems, hypertension, surgery, C-section, family history, possible heart disease, and dad, mom died of leukemia. Medication, Lipitor 40 milligram once a day, Coric 3.25 milligram twice a day, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Clonidine 0.1 milligram PRN, Synthroid 25 microgram a day, allergy, non-COVID immunization, up to date social, as above. Review of system. Patient is in pain over her right flank because of history of herpes zoster and neuropathy. Patient also has pain in her legs and her head and all over her body. She's not able to get pain medication and would like a hospice/palliative care physician to provide her with pain medication at this time. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight from 106 to 90 pounds. She's thin. She has heart disease. She's weak. She has total ADL dependency, and she has atrial fibrillation, which also causes her to lose 5 to 10% of her cardiac output, and with the bradycardia, that leaves not much of a cardiac output, hence the reason for the symptoms she's demonstrating now. Today, her O2 sat's 98%. Her heart rate is pretty good at about 80 to 60 to 80, irregular, blood pressure 176 over 83, period. Heart, positive, swan positive, is 2, irregular heart rate. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs, clear skin, shows decreased turgor, aura, mucosa is dry. Patient has severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity as well as in the temporal region. Assessment, 83-year-old woman with bradycardia, atherosclerotic heart disease, not a candidate for pacemaker, period. She furthermore suffers from atrial fibrillation, severe weakness, ADL dependency, weight loss, cardiac cachexia. She's quite thin. She's total ADL dependent. She's also blind. She's been blind for some time, has been secondary to glaucoma. She also is quite weak now because of recent watershed stroke. Period. She's had tremendous weight loss from 106 to 90 pounds in the past 2 months. She also suffers from severe pain in the right flank related to neuropathic pain related to previous shingles. Period. She also has headache and other symptoms of pain that requires pain medication, which she has not been able to get per family. Period. She has atrial fibrillation, which causes her cardiac output to drop and furthermore causing her debility, weakness, cardiac cachexia, and the slew of other issues and problems that was discussed above. Period. Furthermore, patient has had a recent stroke, which has caused her to be further weak and has had issues with eating. She has aspiration syndrome, her daughter tells me, and has bowel and bladder incontinent. Period. New paragraph, overall prognosis remains quite poor. Given the progression of her heart disease, it's most likely that she will be in heaven in the next 6 months. Thank you.